Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting set for high school wrestling this weekend. The Mercer County Golden Eagles well represented at the sectional taking place up at Oregon. One of their qualifiers is Stephen Speaker. Had a good weekend last week, a regional champ. I guess first up, Stephen, tell us about your bracket last weekend at Rock Ridge.
Going into it, we had like a plan, you know, to see where I want to be at in the bracket because I didn't wrestle all year. So we want to be in the bottom side. Hopefully wrestle a kid from Orion and Sabines, which turned out that would happen. But then we got a bad draw with a Sherrard kid first round. Didn't wrestle my best, but pulled it out at the end of that one and then got in the semis where we went in a triple overtime. Pulled that one out, had to ride a kid out for the first time. And I made it in the finals, and then I finally relaxed and ended up wrestling in the finals and pulled it out.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that championship match and what was the key to it for you.
Opening up, taking a shot, taking shots, trying to score points. I wrestled a kid since junior high, all through high school. So he kind of knows what I'm doing. It's just opening up and taking shots and scoring points.
And team-wise, it was a pretty good Saturday for Mercer County at that Rock Ridge Regional. Came pretty close, lose by just 3 points to Erie Provincetown, but apparently a lot of kids really kind of stepped up last Saturday for Mercer County Wrestling.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be where we're at the end of that, that's for sure. We were leading the tournament until we got the heavyweight in the finals.
Well, and take us through the expectations now this weekend at Oregon. I know that's a loaded sectional with a lot of talent there. Why don't you kind of give us a preview of your bracket and what is it going to take to stay alive and get down to Champaign next weekend?
Well, it's tough wrestling. Opening up, taking more shots. Just got to find a way to make it out. You know, ultimate goal is state first. I got by first round, and then the second round I'll probably wrestle a Princeton kid, and I wrestled number two kid in the state from being a win. So that'll be a tough one.
Yeah, and just the level of competition, though, at that sectional, elaborate on that. There are some very good schools and very good individuals coming into that sectional, I know.
It's crazy, though, for probably the number one sectional in the state in 1A. It's hard. If you make it out, you have a good shot at placing. That's for sure.
All right. And I know you've dealt with a little bit of an injury this year, so why don't you take us through that? And you missed a portion of the season. And how do you feel now and kind of getting back into wrestling shape? How difficult has that been?
Oh, it's been very difficult. Around December 9th is our first duel in practice. I messed up my AC joint in my shoulder, and I've been out since. I was out until the Orion tournament. That was my first tournament back. That was a tough one. And then sitting out, wanting to wrestle, watch everyone wrestle and, you know, placing out all these tournaments and seeing kids I beat kind of like made me hungry to get back on the mat and do what I need to do.
Well, really. Yeah, and that's great to see you back out there and, again, performing at a high level. I assume Dad had to be pretty happy last Saturday, right?
Yeah, he's very happy. Happy with me and the whole team.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, Stephen Speaker's doing a great job, and he's among the numerous Mercer County wrestlers heading up to the 1A sectional beginning Friday up at Oregon, Illinois. Stephen, congratulations last weekend, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.